Oh, in a chicken coop?
Okay. What does that look like?
I don't know. I guess it's some kind of a wire cage. Or maybe even a series of shelves covered by chicken wire all around.
What size chickens would you keep in there?
I didn't know there was more than one size.
Are you thinking of the grown ones?
Yeah.
Is it a place where they could lay or just for...
Yeah, I guess.
What about, what would you call a hen on a nest of eggs? If she's waiting for them to hatch, she'd be a...
A setting hen?
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you want to make a hen start laying, what could you put in her nest to fool her?
Well, I've never heard of anybody doing that, but I guess a rock? I don't know.
What would, if you had a good set of dishes, they'd probably be made out of...
China?
What would you call an egg made out of that?
An egg made out of China?
Yeah, it'd be a...
I don't know.
Well, it wouldn't be a plastic egg, it'd be a...
A China egg?
Have you ever heard of that? A China egg put in a nest?
No.
And when you're eating chicken, there's a bone like this.
Wishbone?
Okay, any stories about that?
Well, the idea is two people take one end of the wishbone and you pull it and whoever gets the biggest piece gets the wish.
Is there anything to that?
Do I believe in it? No.
Do you ever get a name for the long piece or the short piece when you do that?
No.
You ever hear putting it over the door?
No, I don't think so. No.
And something you'd carry water in. Say from a well you'd carry it in.
A pail?
Okay. What would the pail be made out of?
Wood.
Okay. What if it's made out of metal? You'd call it a...
Bucket.
Okay, is that, do you have a pretty clear distinction? Do you make a pretty clear distinction between bucket and pail?
Not really, no.
Which word would you probably use?
If I saw it, I would probably use the bucket.
What would you use if you were mopping the floor?
A mop? And a bucket?
Okay.
Yeah.
And something you'd fry eggs in would be a...
Frying pan.
What would you call the one that's, you plug into the wall?
An electric fry pan.
Do you ever call it a fry pan instead of a frying pan for the one that you don't plug in?
Oh no, absolutely not.
And what do you call the big heavy cast iron ones?
A skillet.
Okay. Would you ever call that a frying pan if it's heavy cast iron?
I might, yeah.
What would, if you cut some flowers to keep them in the house, you'd put them in a...
A vase.
And what if you're growing them in the house? You'd grow them in a...
Flower pot.
And if you're setting the table, next to each plate, you give everybody a...
A napkin or...
And the eating utensils.
Fork and knife and spoon.
Okay. And if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put out steak.
Steak knives.
And if the dishes were dirty, you'd say, I have to...
Wash the dishes.
And after she washes the dishes to get the suds off, she...
Rinses the dishes.
Okay. The cloth or rag you'd use when you're washing them.
I was going to say a washcloth, but that's not... A dish rag. A dish rag? Yeah.
What about when you're drying them?
No, that's a dish rag. Well, I don't know what the thing is you use. I guess now everybody uses a sponge. Anyway, at least that's what we use at home, I guess.
What's the washcloth?
A washcloth is something you wash your face with.
Is there another name for that? Do you ever call that a rag? Wash rag?
A wash rag, yeah. Yeah, when I was little, it was always called a wash rag. I don't think I'd call it that anymore, though. I don't know why.
What would you dry yourself with?
A towel.